kulamnanga insizwa mina.
Right, welcome to it. It's another episode of the Shady Podcast. My name is Shady. That guy is PH.
This podcast with the PH.
What's going on?
You know the story, son. What's going on with you?
Lekker.
I feel like we're very bright on today's show.
Yeah, man. You know.
Did you do this on purpose?
I think I did.
Is it? It's washing time. All my stuff's in the wash.
Actually, that's why. My helper didn't come this past week, so I was like, this is the only thing I
was going to ask you, why did you wear this?
I'm fine. I've been wearing sweatpants. I don't wear sweatpants.
Nah, but it's swaggy, dog.
Thank you, my dog.
Sweatpants also swaggy.
You missed me?
I did miss you. Yeah, you never around, PH. You know what I mean? You're always out of the country doing
get
big things.
Get a passport. I told women in tech.
I have a passport.
Get a visa. You don't need a visa for Botswana, but get a visa.
Yes, but the places that you go, I don't know if I'll get visa. Women in tech, I don't think I'll qualify. Yeah. But you need to stop the thing of leaving me behind. It's
my
not
bad.
Cool.
My bad. I'll work on my communication.
Yes, do that. Shout out everyone commenting and loving the Una Rams episode. People were asking, did we do it on purpose? It took a while to get going. I was late, so I formally apologize. I was late, but I was dealing with a mild medical emergency.
What kind? You said you didn't.
No, man, and I'm not winning. I went. Basically, the tooth is. All my teeth are perfect, as you can see.
I really want to say something wild, but.
Let's start there.
You're former colleague, right? So I'll stop there.
Okay. All my teeth are perfect. But sometimes, you know, the ones in the back, they'll give you shit.
Sure.
It's like I was lucky, like when it was wisdom teeth time.
Sure.
I didn't have a problem where like my wisdoms were giving me shit and I had some emergency procedure.
I took mine out maybe 3 months ago.
Your wisdom?
Yeah.
Only now?
Yeah.
Dude, and you're 31 years old.
I'm older, but no, remember I had braces.
Yes.
I had braces and then.
Then you had Invisalign.
No. Well, that's just a thingy. Those are retainers.
Yes.
Yeah, those are retainers. So with the thing, I didn't have space for my teeth to grow. So I had to remove
the wisdoms.
The wisdom. Yeah,
like, mine came out painful. And they were never giving me trouble. So they were there all the time. But then the one at the back started like giving me shit. And I went and I had it removed in the chair. I didn't even like go under or anything.
Yeah.
Now I've got a tooth that's kind of like the one in front of where the back teeth are.
The tooth
broke.
Ouch.
So it's kind of like, since breaking, it's moving in a direction that makes me uncomfortable. Sometimes when I chew, I'm chewing my cheek.
I can imagine.
It's not the one,
you
right?
You and your egg and steak.
Yes, me and my egg and steak diet. We are suffering, right? It's like champion toffee mouth.
Sure.
So I went to the dentist and he's like, okay, check it out. We're going to have to remove the tooth.
This is last week, right?
Sure. He's like, if you want a long-term solution, you got to remove the tooth. But when we remove the tooth, we're going to do the things and we're going to put in an implant.
Sure.
So I'm like, dope.
Sure.
Then he's like, no, this procedure is going to cost like 20K.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, nah, fam, 20K is a lot. And he's like, nah, don't worry. You know, depending on the medical aid you're on, you can claim it from the medical aid.
Okay,
I'm thinking when I leave there, I'm thinking, okay, cool. I can operate this thing from whatever that benefit, day-to-day
saving,
whatever.
Savings.
They're like, nah, fam, you're on a hospital plan. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll move to the day-to-day.
Sure.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Sure. Move me onto the other plan. And then I can wait like a month or whatever.
Sure.
And then I can operate. And they're like, no, you can wait till Jan and then we'll move you onto the other plan.
How?
Then I'm like, aye. So I called the guy who originally put me on this thing.
The broker.
His name is also Warwick.
Sure.
But anyway... Shout out Warwick. I'm like, dude, I'm not comfortable with this because you know how much I pay monthly.
Yes.
Right? Remember, and it's me and my lighties.
Yes.
So it's a lot of money.
Yes.
And as much as it's a hospital plan, if you consider how much I've paid over the period that I've had it, no one's been to hospital.
That's gang.
Dog. Yeah. No one's been to hospital. No one's claimed for anything.
Yes.
I'm asking for one fucking thing.
Sure.
Paid the 20 grand out of the 80 grand or whatever that I've given you over this period. And they're like, nah, wait till January, then move plans, then pay a little bit. I must take the tooth out in March. So by which stage?
Your tooth must rock you since
dog,
from now
rocking.
Till Jan.
And since going last week, I feel like it feels worse because now it knows it needs to come out.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
In this course, they say, ukula ngobona, as in like, you get sick by seeing medicine.
Yes.
So it's something similar. Now it's like, it's actually getting worse.
The tooth was listening to what the dentist said, and now it's like, let me attack this guy. And then I think it's very unfair because like we need to also just be reasonable. I feel like if you've been through a period where you haven't claimed at all,
That's me, dog. That's me.
You understand?
I hardly get sick. That thing, it's for jam. Like, I literally will pay. I hardly get sick.
But you're paying it because you're also scared. You understand? Because me, like, I've got kids. So I pay it because obviously I don't, God forbid, anything happens. Lighties, dog, you know, like, you can get a call and be like, yo, this guy dislocated his shoulder. Or broken arm or whatever. So you have to have that in place because the last place you want to go is go and queue there at a government hospital for hours on end.
So Bhatti, exactly.
Bhatti, they're not covering it.
Why?
Because I'm not on a plan that accommodates it. And I can't move to a plan that accommodates it until January because that's the cycle that it works in. And I'm like, look, you know, PH, guys, believe it or not, I'm not rich. I don't have 20 blocks to drop on a tooth. It's not that deep.
Yeah.
I don't want to move without a tooth.
Sure.
But I mean, like, fuck, dog. I'd rather have a tooth in there. You know, you don't want to laugh. You know how I laugh. Colored, I'll be laughing with my mouth open. People be like, what's happening there?
I got you.
Yes, I don't want to have poor mouth.
Okay, so what's the solution?
You're going to borrow me 20K and I'm going to get a new tooth, my nigga. That's the solution.
Yeah?
Talk to White Monopoly Capital. They need to pay me more here so I can do like some sort of tooth.
I think someone needs to, like we always do, we need to get someone to like chip in on this.
I did. Wow. I called Warwick.
See what you did? Chip in? No, chip no. Okay.
No, I missed that. But I called Warwick. I called my broker. If he can't help me, who the fuck can help me? Called the call center, called the broker, called all the members. Very unfair. I'm not happy. I don't want to name the medical aid.
Sure.
Because I'm not like that. And you know the story. I don't want to throw myself under the bus.
Let's hope someone will show us some love. We're loyal.
Woman in tech, get someone on the line.
Call
and then
us.
We
call someone there, please. Hey, Botswana was fire, boss.
What was that, eh?
Yeah, you know, slayed a couple pays there. I'm joking.
And then you paying some pula for pussy.
zero pula. Pula for pussy.
Last time you came back, you said that the Colombians were 800 euros.
No.
How many pulas, dog?
Zero pula.
Where were you? Ventuk?
I was in... No. You clearly fucking messed up in geography class. Ventuk.
Where were you?
Harare.
The age is so classist.
No, man. I was in Francistown.
Yeah.
Francistown and where was that? Francistown and
Khabaroni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the scene like there, PH? Like real talk. Because I know that Botswana's got like 4 million people, so it's a small place.
No, 2 million.
Dude, it's like the size of Sandton, bro.
No, Soweto.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Soweto. So Botswana's actually quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
In that they've got 3 24-hour Nando's.
Wow. The most interesting part about your country, Botswana.
I'm joking.
We love the Nando.
Okay, look, I love
that. Pretty interesting, though.
Yeah, it is. I love what the president is doing. I just recently saw an ad now. I think President Masisi, if I'm not mistaken. Unkai citizenship lab.
Sure. Passport.
He's like called the shots on some of the people that colonized them. So I might have this information incorrect, but
yeah.
I think De Beers, which is one of the biggest things that they produce is
diamonds. Yeah, that's
right?
True. Yeah.
De Beers, I think had I think they have a 15%. Oh no, the country has a 15% stake or one of the two
in De Beers consolidated. De Beers,
yes,
yeah.
Right.
Sounds
but Masisi then said, I think they used to get 10% of what's produced.
Yes,
right?
Of like the offtake or the profits or whatever.
Yeah, the profits.
Because they're getting it from the ground of Botswana.
So he's like, hey, boss, it's either you fuck off or you give me 50%. You're giving the country 50%.
Oh, snap, yeah.
Right? So I think that was one of the recent like thingies. And then he said, all the refinery is happening here.
Yes.
Not outside, in the UK. Yeah. Our people must got this thing being dug here, going to the UK, then being sold to us at exorbitant prices is not on. So I think that's firstly one of the cool things that guy's done. But now what he's done for farmers, to protect farmers, I just saw a very cool video that he did. I think a lot of the stuff they were getting from South Africa, vegetables, whatnot, he said no more.
We'll farm it ourselves.
Yeah. We produce it ourselves. So he's giving the power back to the farmers. But the economy there is stable, super stable. Yeah. I think
their currency is also stable. It's actually stronger than the rand.
You will not see anyone begging on the street. What's this thing? I think the pula is like 1.6.
Yeah, it's like 1 year to the rand.
Yeah, to the rand. The 24-hour Nandos. I think, yeah, from, I'm not mistaken, I think schooling is either subsidized.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. Schooling subsidized. A lot of people work in government. What else, dog? It's a very, very healthy, like...
Country. You know, okay, yeah. Look, to be fair, right? I know a lot of the time we compare a lot of countries to South Africa. Sure. So let's start by saying something I've noticed is that when a country is small, it's a lot easier to manage.
Yeah, of course.
If you've got 2 million people as your total population.
Yeah, it's like an MSC's budget.
Yes, you know what I mean? It's hard to fuck up.
Sure.
But when you're managing 60 million with what we've got, it's a different story. But you can... take some of the lessons and extrapolate. Like what the president is doing, for example, with De Beers or with the big diamond groups, to say, hey guys, you're taking these minerals out of our ground.
Sure.
It's only right that most of it, a large portion of it, must benefit the people.
Yeah,
now, De Beers has been there for decades, maybe even centuries. But how much have they already made? You know what I mean? When the old arrangement.
Yeah.
So even at 15%, the country did well to get to where it is. Imagine at 50%.
Yeah.
Sadly, it would have been nice if it was way back, because diamonds obviously become progressively less the more you mine it.
Yeah, the more we mine it.
But it's nice out of the, let's call it the Africa book, because recently I also saw Dangote in Nigeria.
That guy broke
the matrix. Mm. Because what he said is, the oil comes from here.
Mm.
We take the oil out the ground. We send that shit overseas.
And then
you guys refine it into finished product, and then you sell it back to us. Fuck that.
Yeah.
It's also, coincidentally, it's what Sasol was envisioned to do.
Sure.
Sasol has a technology called coal to liquid. Mm-hmm. So they took coal. You know, during the days of sanctions, Oaks had to think of ingenuitive plans.
Yeah.
Took coal, turn it into liquid, they refine it into oil, and then they export a lot of their finished product. So Dangote was saying, we're going to take this oil, we're going to refine it ourselves, and then you buy from us finished product. And that's huge for Africa, because now the reliance on like the Russians and the Arabs and stuff, you know, you're now on level pegging.
Yes.
And I've been watching a lot of the interviews he's been doing since completing the build of this refinery, and he's like, yo, you would not believe the type of backlash that I've been getting. Like, obviously, on social media and as Africans, we're like, yay, well done, Dangote. But he's like the international community of whom I look to for support. They were like, nah, dog, fuck that. Just send the shit to us.
Because
they don't
us.
Want you to come up.
They were pulling us.
Probably something similar with Botswana, where it's like the people that own these assets are not happy about to manage them and control them on your own. And you can go back, man. Like, if you look at what the Arabs did when they first discovered oil and the British and the Americans moved in and they established things like Aramco, and they were like, hey, don't stress. We'll take the shit out the ground for you, and then we'll do a deal.
Sure.
Where we go 50-50. Eventually, one of the sheikhs was like, nah, fuck that, fam. We'll take the oil out ourselves.
Yeah.
You guys buy it from us.
Uh-huh.
Fast forward 50, 60 years, whatever it is now, we're on the verge of coming off the petrodollar.
All the African presidents, especially with like the countries with rich minerals, and I think that's most of Africa.
That's Africa,
should take the power back.
The problem is that you know the story, dog. It should take the power back.
Politics of the stomach.
Yeah.
Guys are there for their own interests before the country or the people. And it's just like, hey man, let me get my coins.
Yeah.
I'll give these people bare minimum, you know, and keep it moving.
And we keep it moving because we are classist. But anyway. Also, hey,
it doesn't bother me.
It isn't an only Africa problem, right? Because I think the misconception people also have is that, like, let's call it the first world countries are developed to the point where they understand these principles.
But they developed off the benefit of the African countries.
Correct.
They
came here, they took all that shit, they came up on it, you understand? And now they turn around, they're telling us shit like, close your coal-fired power station. What the fuck for? Why?
That's
we have coal. We want to
shit.
Use coal. That's a shit plan.
Yeah.
But they are also into the politics of the stomach.
Yeah.
But you know, guys, there's a lesson PH and I learned. Mm. Right? When I say this, you'll immediately
don't pay 800 euros?
No.
Oh, okay.
The one where we said, it's hard to see the money you're losing.
Oh, when you're making money.
That's it.
Yeah.
When you're making too much, it's difficult to spot what's getting away, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's easier in countries like America because they make so much from Africa, from the rest of the world, right? that whatever is being stolen, even if it's 100 times more than what's being stolen from us, it's not even noticeable in relation to the total
money
that's coming
making,
in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now it's cracks are starting to show. But why I say that is because the last week has been testament, Doc. Donald Trump, my goat.
Aish.
Yo, my goat's almost got taken out, Doc.
I'm not supposed to be here. Yeah. Very, very.
I looked in my hand and it was blood. And people are like, ah, there was no blood.
Doc.
How wild was that shit, Doc?
I still think that thing was like staged.
Fuck that, PH. How?
I hit a nerve, didn't I? No, you know what, man? America.
I'm leaving. Woman in tech.
America
I'm
for me.
I'm just a shock.
For me, America is not a short, like, for theatrics like that.
Yes.
No, dog.
No, dog.
Come on.
No. Okay, but okay.
You know how they say, like, 9/11 it was engineered by Americans?
Allegedly. Certainly
allegedly.
Seems that way.
Mm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Inside job
any
vibes.
Story that I've ever heard coming out of America. America's not the girl that we were told about growing
no,
up.
No. It's America's not the virgin it's, bride. She's
yeah,
a whore.
It's not. America is fair.
She's a whore.
America is fair.
After you marry her, you find out a body count is like 50.
What the fuck?
I used to like anal.
Bitch, get on my house. Wow. No, so I was just saying.
Yes.
Like,
you think it is staged?
Bro, anything, especially when it comes to Trump and his theatrics.
Who staged it?
Huh? Hey, dog.
Give me my phone.
What is this thing that I just heard, like, now that Wooty, Biden.
Yeah.
And that's AI. It's all fake news. It's all fake news. Don't believe a single thing that you're hearing.
Before I say this to PH, please observe my wallpaper.
Like,
can you see?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Amandla.
That is my code, bro. Okay. Anyway, it's been my wallpaper since 3 a.m. when I found out that the guy got shot. But
so, okay,
right.
let's rewind to
let's
the start
rewind,
of this.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Just on the example that we were making, right? To say, cool, people assume that the West is more civilized and Africa is the place for corruption and we don't know what we're doing. Uh-huh. Those people on that side, first of all, they don't know what they're doing, but they're able to hide it better because their economies are so massive and they've got so much money that the money that's going missing, the money that's being stolen, the money that's being laundered through Ukraine goes unnoticed. My thing is, Trump represents, in my opinion, and I've seen, we've said this before on the show, we said like Zuma is like Trump. You know what I mean? They came for this guy, bro.
You said that.
I said that. I stand by that. You know what I mean? I stand by that fucking that top G mantra that they first canceled him, then they tried to prosecute him, then they accused him of every filth they could, then they impeached, then they did, and now they try to take him out, and they fucking missed my goat. It's because that guy seems... It's all becoming clear now because over the passage of time, to quote another famous American politician, you start noticing shit, dog.
Mm.
And you don't have to watch The Matrix or believe in The Matrix to realize, let me just approach this from a common sense perspective. Trump, everything he says, what he did in his last administration, represents what we are talking about. He's saying, yo, a lot of the shit needs to come back to the people. Mm-hmm. It needs to benefit the people. Mm-hmm. America first. Mm-hmm. Jobs must come back to America. Our people must be employed first. Trade must be in favor of America. America must eat first.
Sure.
We need to stop sending money to Ukraine to fight a war. That's not our problem.
Sure.
We need to stop sending money to NATO when... It's defending Europe, but we are the biggest contributor financially.
Got
we
you.
Need to stop funding the climate, whatever thing we're pulling out. All of those things make sense for Americans.
Got you.
And because he says that, which is the opposite of what the other team is saying, that's the guy you want to take out.
No,
just like Dangote said. Dangote was like, no one is happy that I'm doing this, but Nigeria is going to benefit massively from it.
Yeah.
And the world is upset.
I'm with you.
You check. At India, there's an Indian foreign minister that like his clips go viral on YouTube because he says similar shit. He's like, yo, you motherfuckers need to realize your problems are not our problems.
Sure.
Because when we have problems, you motherfuckers don't know us. But now when you have a problem, all of a sudden we must support you.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think that because Trump represents that whole fucking thing, dog, even if it was staged, these are the fucking stupidest stages I've ever met. That lighty, first of all, that took the shot, looked like a fucking loser. He's like the perfect. Did you see that lighty?
Yo.
What the fuck? What is his name?
Thomas Crooks, I think.
Thomas Crooks.
Oh, he looked Crooks. He looked like a crook.
Yeah,
bro, he looked like a fucking nerd, virgin, never seen a vagina in real life.
He looks like, hold on, he looks like the perfect thingy that would commit a crime.
What do they call the one that they set up for the... Look at this fucking guy, dog.
Dog, I've seen too many movies.
His fucking face is huge.
You know what, dog? This thing for me felt like...
Pansy.
A pansy.
You call it a pansy. It's like the fall guy for the shooting, yes. Lone gunman vibes. Yes.
I've seen too many series. Like, I watch, like, one of my favorite stuff on, like, Netflix or any of these platforms is like Navy SEAL action,
yes,
shooter, whatnot, conspiracy, government. It felt like an episode of one of those things I was watching. I was like, come on, dog.
That I can agree with, dog. I feel like truth is stranger than fiction sometimes. Manje,
he just so happened to miss great.
Hold on.
He didn't people
just
saw him.
How did you just so
57
happen?
57 minutes. Cops saw him, but didn't. Yes. Come on, dog.
Okay.
So when you say,
let's not say stage then. Let's say it was planned.
Yes.
That one I can get behind.
A planned stage, same thing?
No, when you say staged, it gives the impression that Donald Trump
was
in
it.
Yes.
Like how could Donald be in on shooting
imagine
himself.
The talkability that comes from this thing. Even now we're talking about it.
Yes, but not planned would mean the enemy. Nah, listen, hear me out.
This is a great...
Let me land.
This is a great marketing fucking strategy, bitch. Dog. This
okay, wait.
Is one of the best strategies. I sat there, I was like, ha. That's brilliant.
He's a changed man. Have you not seen Trump now?
I was like,
dude, from
the moment that he came, this picture.
And it just so happens to
bro,
stop off all
this,
his...
This is fucking...
Secret,
look at this
dog, come on. Dog.
Okay, wait.
At any point, do you think the Secret Service would allow you, knowing that there's an active shooter on some roof, to be visible? Just to...
My man, that is the moment.
It looks like fucking paint, and it was a horrible job, dog.
Oh, fuck. No.
While they were down there...
Who
are
you?
Some paint, them fanatic. Who's seen his ear? Who's seen Donald's ear?
Oh, gosh.
Come on. There's a slow-mo.
Dish, this is you.
Dog, I'm just...
I can't believe it. You really take...
I'm just as shocked. I don't think it's staged. I think...
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay.
No, it could be anything. But I think there are some things we can question. Like, they did see him...
Everything?
Like, minutes before. And
57 yes. minutes.
Yeah, they didn't do it. Like, there was multiple warnings to say there's a guy walking. He looks suspicious.
Yes.
And then he was at the rooftop and whatnot. Suspicious, right?
Yes.
It felt like one long episode of The Blacklist.
At the end of the day, someone did lose their life. So for me,
Reddington
behind, yeah,
Reddington,
for me,
why not took a bullet,
that cannot be staged.
It's
Trump's
somebody else.
Wait, one body for Trump, we'll pay for his family. What is wrong with this guy?
Actually, I've seen this thing on The Blacklist. This thing of like, well, this seems like a Tabo Bester thing. You know what? As Kipele Auti, the Libishona. Vele, Ebes or Shoney was on death row or whatever. Right place, right time. Bullet.
Hello, Trump.
Actually, you know what? I still want to travel to America.
Okay,
I've got a few years left on my passport. Let me shut the fuck
question
up.
Question PH. Then, okay, what are your thoughts on his security? Because the woman were busy fumbling there.
Oh, my fuck.
He had a lot to say about that. Did you see my tweet?
But yeah. I'm just saying, do you think that would be staged? Because if it was staged, they would have been ready to go.
All I'm saying is...
It could be planned.
I watched all 10 seasons of The Blacklist.
Oh,
every single
my
episode,
fucking word.
And for me, that felt like a Reddington cabal... staged episode.
Who are you?
Hey, bruh, I'm gonna have to go sit outside.
You know what? Have you seen The Blacklist?
I wanna come sit there.
Have you seen The Blacklist? You know when they say, what's that person of interest like? This one is like almost towards the end of the season, staged. It's like staged and someone orchestrated this thing.
Yes, look, okay. Just to your point, there is a thing that Americans have been rumored to do. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but let me be a conspiracy realist. It's called a false flag.
Sure.
It's when you commit an act to set up what follows. So case in point, they
Trump
say
president.
9/11 was a false flag,
sure,
allegedly, because... By flying planes into those buildings,
sure,
it justified what followed. Is that George Bush came out and he said, we're going to fucking get them. Americans were behind him because the buildings had just fallen. And when he went into Afghanistan, when he went into Iraq,
it was all justified.
And it was called the War on Terror.
Yeah.
Never found any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but Saddam was still taken out. They took over oil. And in Afghanistan, they kind of just ran around the desert and took over the production of opium, which is the base product, base ingredient for heroin. So, allegedly. But
makes
in
sense
this case,
when I say
planned, you, to your point about the Secret Service, I tweeted, like, I'm not a Secret Service agent, but you know, I'm in security.
Sure.
And it's all, guys, it's all basically the same principle. So it's not to say I am a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
I am saying there's very basic things that one would follow. Like, for example, that guy was apparently spotted half an hour or 50 minutes or whatever before walking around with the backpack with that face that he has, looking like he looks. But I mean, if I had to see that, bruh, in America, immediately I think it's a school shooter.
He looks like a school shooter.
Yes, he fits the profile.
Yeah.
So he was walking with the backpack and a rifle. People started screaming, police, hey, what the fuck, this guy is suspicious. He disappeared. Mm. They walked around looking for him,
They saw him.
Nobody even thought to look for him at that roof where there was a ladder to get on top.
Sure.
How the fuck is there a ladder to get on top? But anyway,
sure.
Then he got on top. Then he had a, what's it called? It's a thing to measure distance between you and what you're shooting.
Sure.
Rangefinder. He had a rangefinder. Again, red flag number three. And he had a fucking gun.
Sure.
He had a rifle. Now, in America, granted, a lot more people... you can walk around carrying it, but not this close to Trump. Sure. He wasn't paused. He wasn't pulled off stage. He wasn't prevented from speaking. And in security, you have a thing called comms.
Mm-hmm.
So to make it... To give you a personal example, as I say, it's all the same thing, but at different levels.
Gotcha.
When we used to work at the stadium, right? A stadium is massive. And this is an event, like this rally was an event. What you've got is from the outside to the inside. When I say the inside, I mean the command center that's inside. I've got a radio 5 kilometers away at the road closure.
Sure.
And what the stadium was suffering with at the time is that people would come to the game in taxis.
Sure.
One person would have a ticket and 14 people in the taxi would not have a ticket. So there was a road closure.
This makes sense now, right?
The idea was, once I get through the road closure, or once I get past a certain point, Mangfiga Stadium, siyangena. Maybe 5 people have tickets, 7 people don't have tickets. Whatever the ratio. The point is there were unticketed people being brought in the same vehicle as ticketed people. So some would get through. So what you needed to do is, from that outside point, you have a radio. You radio, you say, PH, it's me, Warwick. I'm at this point. There is a taxi coming to this point. Please check their tickets. That way, PH can then radio woman in tech and say, I've sent the taxi, please check them again. I bet you by the time you get to Women in Tech, you're not even in the parking lot of the stadium yet.
Sure.
Those without tickets are either removed from the taxi or the taxi is turned around and told to exit.
Sure.
These are the mitigating factors.
100.
That report then goes upstairs to the command center to say, yo, everybody on road closures, niggas is trying this stunt. Be vigilant.
Yes.
In the same way, this guy was on the outskirts walking around looking suspicious. Radio, hello, woman in tech, guys looking. So that it goes back to the stage, which is the command center, to say, let's pause the bully until we establish what the fuck this guy is doing. This is just logic. None of that happened. That's A. Once he was on the roof, he wasn't shooting, again, guns. An AR-15 is not a sniper rifle, but you can shoot pretty accurately with that thing at 400 meters. He doesn't strike me as the type of guy who particularly was very well trained, but he knew what he was doing. The fact that he missed PH, if you're setting something up like this, if this is staged, bruh, how do you say, shoot me on my ear? Do you know how pinpoint accurate you need to be to shoot an ear at that distance?
Well, if you miss the head,
if you miss the head, you either miss... Like, if you're shooting for the head, shoot for the head, which is what he was doing.
He missed the head.
Trump turned, he got the ear. It is... Honestly, me, Warwick Stock, I believe it was a fucking miracle.
Then that's...
Simple as that. And it set up what followed for the fist in the air, because Trump is a showman. This is the type of guy that's always... He's always on point with what he says in case it's clipped, and he's always on point with what he does because he knows he's being permanently photographed. If he went out like this... Like Joe Biden.
Look like a bitch.
Or he went out on a stripper like a bitch on a stretcher. We would have been like, Trump's a pussy. Yeah. But he came out and he said, fight, fight, fight.
I can't tell you Trump. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay.
On to just... We're not even done with this week, eh?
But
right? Please, can we just continue with this week? From that crazy moment...
We now have... What?
What followed?
Biden.
Yes,
right?
Biden resigning. stepping out of the race.
Sure. What the fuck?
Well, that should have happened years ago.
But I think it's because of the shooting.
Who wants to go up against
that photo? Proving my point. Great marketing strategy.
No.
Great strategy, guys.
No.
Let's say. 10 love in the next vote. Let me... because of what? It was a great strategy.
No, my friend. I think, like you said, Biden great has strategy. Been suffering for years. And I think what was interesting, before Trump got shot, they had that debate, which was fucking terrible.
Sure.
Okay? That kind of showed the whole world that, except this old Bali is completely fucked.
Yes.
They have the debate. We see Joe Biden is fucked. Fast forward, Trump gets shot. Few days later, Biden bows out or whatever it is.
Sure.
But in the same week, Trump got shot, Biden got COVID,
yeah.
which justified him not having to, because every going appearance he's year. Made since the debates has been a clusterfuck. Biden then bows out with a letter.
Mm.
No statement. He's not on camera. We don't know where the fuck this guy
sure.
is. So Trump gets shot. Then he gets COVID. Then we hear that he's bowing out. We haven't seen this fucking guy. And today or yesterday, was it yesterday? Reports are coming through saying this guy is like gravely ill, bro. Like he might be dead, allegedly.
Mm.
And I think there's some truth to that, because to follow the PH example of the blacklist, when you're setting up things like this, these false flags,
sure.
bro, it goes a certain way. You understand? Where it's like, oh, now Joe Biden is suddenly sick. Really?
Reddington,
3 weeks
Reddington
ago, he was the greatest
this.
Hope for the free world. Now he's sick.
Reddington is all behind this.
Nice.
Raymond Reddington is all behind this.
Have you got that clip of the...
Anyways, Asimos Tetsi.
Have you got the clip of the call? The one is Kamala Harris.
No.
Oh, my fuck.
PH. But we'll load it. We'll load
Please,
it. Don't worry.
We'll add it. Dog.
Yeah. We love Joe and Jill. We really do. They truly are like family to us. And we do. Everybody here does.
It's mutual.
I knew you were still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I love you.
I love you, Joe.
So,
no, I saw that thing.
Yeah. She's like, I know you there, Joe. And Joe's like, I'm here, Kamala. The feeling's mutual. That is not Joe Biden, dog. That shit is staged. Also, now they've just installed this auntie. Remember, so in American politics, you need to be voted for at what's called a primary.
Gotcha.
So like it's like a lekhotla. Mm. You understand? Cyril can't just assume power. He needed to be voted for at the lekhotla, the ANC.
Yeah.
What is it called? The thing where he won against NDZ.
Sure.
Nasrec,
yeah.
Right? He gets the votes. He's the party's nominee.
Sure.
In the same way, Kamala needs to get the votes, because there's other people who want to be president
sure.
and certainly better than her, because
sure.
she's a fucking idiot.
Sure.
But anyway, Joe resigns, endorses Kamala in a tweet, okay, the next day. And all of a sudden, she's now hitting the ground running and explaining that, no, Joe is there, let's call him. Like, she's playing the game.
Got you.
It's like, ah, my man, this is Black Mirror, Blacklist.
Anyways.
Gaslighting.
So that whole call was just so weird. And I'm actually very worried, because, you know, America can, hey, bro, America sneezes, the world catches the flu. So
I don't think so anymore, dog. That is the thing of the past. But anyways, look.
What about our bitcoins, dog? They'll fucking...
No, bitcoin's fucked.
What do you mean? Uh-huh. Our bitcoin is fucked?
No, the concept of bitcoin wasn't...
PH and I have a wallet. We are forex traders.
Oh, hey,
go night. Check on it.
No, I withdrew everything, so...
Fuck, I didn't withdraw.
Like a forex scammer.
I'm a forex trader. Excel cash flow. It's my dude cash flow.
Oh, hey, thought you... come on. Anyways.
He knows me.
I have a problem.
What's your problem?
Onto other news.
Onto other. Firstly, Asimos Deity. But shout out to anyways to the States.
Guys, check it out. It's a rabbit hole you want to go down. Yes. What's the problem?
I'm in my mid-30s.
You don't say.
And women take. I'm sure. Like, you can also relate.
Wait. Disclaimer. I'm still in my 20s.
Yeah, which is even a great perspective. Act along, like just.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Just act like you're in your mid-30s. What the fuck?
I just want people to know I'm 20-something.
No, guys. Okay, hold on.
What in like, the transgender is going on?
Just be mid-30s, bro. Just transform to that age.
Yes, I identify as mid-20s. Woman in Zig, we are together.
And presenting as?
And I'm presenting as 31 years old.
Got you.
My pronouns are
young
nigga. Young blood.
No, man. Ish. No. You know what? I was having this conversation. I think we also had this debate in the office.
Mm.
Where
did Marvin infect you with what he has?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Get the doctors on the line. Dr. Suhail, pull up.
No, but we're talking about this thing of like, you know, going on dates, seeing people in your 30s, and how I think the conversation was that some women would rather date married men and some guys would either go for divorced women.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying the trouble here or the issue that I have is dating, the dating pool in your 30s.
Yes.
Or the options. You either, Brad Pitt, are going to go for...
Oh, that chat.
Yeah, you're either going to go for 25 and below.
Yeah, 25 and below.
And
that's me. Me, I say it loudly and proudly. I'm going for 25 and below. Very little damage to those ones.
This
is what
talking.
It is, dog. They're still fresh. And
stop talking.
Yeah,
and for me, it's, no, but for me, it's like someone who looks for stability, right?
We'll go for a divorcee. Great idea.
Yeah, one married to one person, you know, there's stability there.
Possibly.
Mileage.
Low mileage.
Oh my gosh.
One
mileage,
owner.
Mileage, manageable. You've got a handbook, you know, you
one
go for
owner.
Service.
Master
one hold, one owner.
Sure.
Driven fairly okay.
Approved used vagina.
Approved used vehicle, this one.
Yes.
Anyways, so I was just saying that, bro, it's such a struggle to find someone suitable when you're in your 30s. And I think some women can share the same sentiments.
I think it's harder for women, dog. I think, you know, with men, I think if you've got money.
Sure.
And you, money first of all, because that's...
But I think it makes it worse because then it's like, you know, there's a lot of trade exchanges which is happening.
No,
nowadays.
No. What I mean when you, like, I mean, like if you've got money, you've got the confidence, you've got your shit together and
sure.
you're a male in your mid-30s.
Me?
The likelihood that you can pull... Your pool is actually from basically 18 to 40. But if you're a woman in your mid-40s,
sure.
in your mid-30s,
sure.
You're not going to find a 23-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? Without being judged. And that's just the reality. Women, men and women are not judged equally. Fucking deal with it.
Okay. I think another problem, okay, what I'm trying to get at the crux of here, né, is how we're so fucked. Saying hello to someone nowadays,
yeah,
you have to either... You know,
e-wallet.
E-wallet. Dog, you know, I was sitting with a bunch of. I was sitting
you
with a bunch.
You exposed yourself.
No, it's not me.
I was sitting with a bunch of
happening.
Female friends. I was sitting with a bunch of female friends, and I asked them what is a suitable first date. Nowadays?
How old are your female friends?
Late 20s. Yeah, late 20s. I think one of them was in like early 30s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, a simple first date in 2024, what does it look like? And I was like, guys, a coffee date for me strips all the things. If I'm actually trying to get to know you, I'm not trying to fuck you, right? Of course.
Yeah.
But
a date that takes place during the day, your vagina is probably safe. A date that takes place closer to sleeping time, you're getting chowed. If the date is, let's go for dinner, then let's go out.
Sure.
Let's consume alcohol. You're catching
pee-pee. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it.
No.
But if you go for a date, a coffee date at like 10, 11 a.m.,
bro,
nobody's fucking at
what,
midday.
What I was trying to get at, right,
week.
Is I'm not trying to set the wrong precedent where your attention is based off gesture.
Mm.
Because that means I'm purchasing your time and attention and love, right?
Mm.
That those love languages, gifting, whatnot, will exist in the relationship. Right?
Mm.
But for me to pay for your time, oh, what dog? Doesn't that set the wrong precedent when it's just like, I'm actually trying to get to know you. I'm not saying let's sit and have coffee.
She's also trying to get to know you, PH.
Hold on. I was just going to ask, what does a first date look like? Like, so that we can get to know each other. Yes, let's go through that shit conversation. Your favorite color, whatnot. What, I just want to get to know you before purchasing, sending,
but it sounds like you're trying to hurry it along.
How
but at the same time, you're
along?
Trying to say,
but I'm also
I want to take my time.
Okay, but
you are very confused.
Well, hold on. Me and five other niggas, right, are buying your attention because the only way in which you're going to like Warwick is if Warwick sends you 10,000 rand.
No. If you're sending cash money.
But that's what I'm trying
money,
to cancel out. Hold you, on. Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to cancel out. Okay, flowers, that's great. But I just want to get to know you on the first date. What does a first date look like?
For getting to know purposes.
Yes.
What was their answer?
They couldn't fucking, they didn't know.
Well, okay, well, for me personally, because I can't speak on behalf of other women, right? a date, first date in
looks
particular.
Looks like
Zulu. Well, I don't need to score.
For my mind.
Oh, well.
Sure.
Right? For obvious reasons.
Sure.
But it's all about being able to converse with you. So coffee is great.
Yes.
Right? I love ice cream. Let's do an ice cream date.
Sure.
And I think it's just how you go about it, right? In terms of, did you plan this or did you say, hey, when can I see you again?
Mm.
Right? That's also part of the issue about these first dates is
sure.
that it doesn't seem like guys take initiative.
Sure.
But if you're talking about you're going to send me 10K, you must just know already that that's not...
There's 10 of us sending you 10K, first and foremost.
I guess. Fuck, then you've got 100K. Then you know that I'm for the streets, bruh. Yeah. If that's the only way you can secure me.
But there's 10 of us sending 10K.
The chances
who's getting your time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whoever sent it first.
But guys, hold on. I'm trying to cancel that shit. I'm trying to look for a genuine hun. Not...
now where are you meeting this genuine hun?
Yeah, what the
fuck? Where are you going? Where are you going to meet him?
Okay, guys, hold on. I go to church on Sunday. Hold on. I go to the market. I hike. I do other shit outside of DJing. First and fucking foremost.
Just had to make sure.
Just saying.
You're meeting bitches on hikes.
Huh? Hey, it's the same thing as running clubs, dog. Do you know how many chicks you can pull at a running club?
Mostly divorced moms. See, you have a profile.
No, but even at a running club, like chicks nowadays, that's where they're finding guys.
You don't run money.
I do. What are you talking about?
Well, that is purely to see what you can pick up there.
Huh?
You go to the gym.
I go to the gym, yes.
Now, if you join a running club on top of that, what in the Cabello Mabalane are you
doing? I'm not doing that, no. I'm just saying,
I'm just highlighting meeting spots.
Instead of going on Tinder, you go and run.
Yeah. I've heard that run, it's a genuine story, I'm not making it up, is that it's like a divorced mom, it's like a MILF. Like a MILF den.
Depends where you are.
Yeah.
Depends where you are.
Depends which running club.
Depends which running club.
It's going to be the Soweto running club.
Are you
or
running
the
away from
running
the guys
club?
Who are trying to steal shit from you, or are you genuinely running 8 kilometers?
Listen, that's a woman that's honestly prepared to be vulnerable. Because after you've been running, you don't look your best.
Guys, okay, maybe I'm not explaining this thing properly.
I don't think you are, because I'm just like
Chola in this climate.
Yeah.
For real. I'm not. It's hard. I genuinely think like it's hard for females as but for niggas as well.
Man, are you saying personally it's hard for niggas? Because I'll tell you why
I'm
asking.
I'm not trying to base it on
yourself.
Transaction.
Yes, but are
because
you basing
a lot
it on
of
yourself,
transaction
your own
for
experience?
For me, I call it.
Yeah.
And some of my other friends, right?
Okay.
What I'm saying is you melu keep imali gala or melu keep something of financial value for attention.
Incentive.
Yeah. Is that really fair if I'm really trying to get to know you?
No, that's why I'm saying that a hand like that who's going to only entertain you if you've sent 10,000 rand.
Yes, or buy a gift. Yeah,
let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah,
right?
That's a whole bit.
Like let's be honest. Nice gestures of you buying flowers.
Especially if 10 niggas are sending it. I mean, that's
you buying flowers and you doing the courting thing, right? That's something else. And I think we need to differentiate the two.
Yes.
And the reason why I say I think it's harder for guys in terms of dating is, I don't know if you guys have seen that ick list, right? Guys can't do anything
can't
without
do anything,
girls saying it's an ick.
Yeah.
You can't order a burger and a milkshake. It's an ick. You can't have a loyalty card.
I've got
it's an
clicks
ick.
Cards, dog.
Yeah,
I've got clicks cards, man.
You got all the cards.
I've got all the
smart shop.
Why are you saying money? It's an ick, right? Like, women have lists.
Why do you say money is an ick?
Then what?
I've got a smart shopper card,
no,
and I take
on
the fucking
imagine,
specials
imagine
according to that
how
shit.
Dumb or how stupid that is. I'm trying to save coins. I'm trying to find value, and you want a nigga with money. Save money, make money.
You have money, but people who have money also save money. I mean, what fucking
delusion.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, dog.
Look, this is my thing. Just to
Let's let Miss Woman in Tech finish. Yes.
Right? And so all I'm saying is that I think from that perspective, it makes what you want to do as a genuine oak approaching a chick saying, hey, I want to get to know you, extremely hard.
Sure.
Right? Because now you can't just buy flowers because flowers are an ick. Like, why didn't you get me the ones with the money? You know what I mean? Social media standards
are
ridiculous.
Yeah. Those are
right?
so cringe, those
and,
flowers.
And that's the thing that's happening is that people are being influenced by what they see.
Sure.
There was a girl on TikTok even, she was trying to shame this guy on some, this guy's taking me to Starbucks.
Oh,
he's so broke.
That,
He's so broke. And then everyone was like, what's wrong with Starbucks?
He turned around and he took the bitch home.
Yes. And everyone was like, what's wrong with Starbucks? You know, and it's like, girls have this ridiculous standard of a first date. Leave those girls alone. Mm. Leave them alone. They're not for you.
Okay. There was another dude just on those viral type of clips, which again, it's a lesson. This chick was crying basically on TikTok. It's a while ago. Long story short, what happened is she met some guy online. Broer had like all these cars and shit on his fucking profile. And he was from Georgia and she was from whatever, sure. Wisconsin, two different states in America. And this guy, they were chatting, seemed like a genuine guy. And then he was like, you know what, let me fly you out.
Sure.
Pull in. When she got there, because she decided to go because of what she saw on his profile, he had a gift waiting for her. It was a Range Rover, a G63 wrapped with a ribbon sure. and what. And he was like, man, I just wanted to thank you for coming to see me here as a gift.
Jesus.
Bah, bottle of champagne. The bitch is posting with the car. She's like, eh, hey, what a life. Laka, laka. Needless to say, signed some paperwork. And then he was like, don't stress about it. My dude PH will drive it back to your state. You're going to fly back, baby.
Sure.
Let's go weekend at a prime hotel.
Sure.
Fuck the shit out of her until Monday. Then she flew back home. Her car was now en route being driven by whoever the brood was.
Sure.
That car never arrived.
Ah.
The brother started ignoring her. Started
go what he wanted.
By Friday, she called the dealership and they were like, ah, that guy, he no man, that's Matubela. He works here, bro.
Oh.
Like, he told us you guys are just, like, he's like, he told us you guys are just shooting it for Instagram. Sure. So we were like, okay, chilled. We let him use the ribbon. Sorry, yeah. That car's not yours. It hasn't been bought. Now, you've already parted with the vagina because you fell for the smoke and mirrors.
Sure.
So those girls sure. are also in a predicament. And I kind of get it, but it's like, you know, did you learn your lesson type of thing where if you're going to chase that first, you're going to find a low quality individual and you're not going to find value. Yeah. And the guys have the problem where the chicks are kind of, they're going with the flow and they're going with what's in.
Sure.
Making serious mistakes and then coming back to try and find a PH who's got genuine intentions. And it's like, to be honest. You flew all the way there for a car, you dumb bitch.
Dumbass.
You know what I mean?
You're a dumbass.
Because once you find that out, you're going to get the ick.
Yo, yeah.
Because guys also get the ick from whore bagging. Don't be a whore.
Yeah.
Because oaks the ick. Do you know what I mean? And this is me from personal experience, I've found that a lot of the time when stuff happens, I don't want to say spontaneously, but where it doesn't feel forced.
Sure.
I feel at the point at which you have to make the decision, I'm going to look for someone. Let me see. How can I approach? What are the steps I should follow?
Sure.
Fuck that. I had a thing once upon a time where it was like during the COVID period, literally what happened was I replied to an Instagram story.
Oh, you didn't have much to do during that time.
Right?
So.
And I was like, this person was like, hey, where can I find ivermectin? And remember,
oh,
I
yeah,
had
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I replied and I said, I've got ivermectin.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And she was like, oh, fuck, I've been trying to get it. What? And I was like, I'll bring you some ivermectin. It's not a problem.
Sure.
When I pulled up there to drop off the ivermectin, I was obviously terribly excited. She was like, did you chow yet? I said, I didn't chow. She said, let's go catch a chow. And then we went for a chow. There was no plan to go for the chow.
Gotcha.
Just a chow. Chowed the food, took her home. Fantastic. Refreshing. This thing of meet at the club, meet on social media. My man, it ends badly for everyone. Now, I'm not saying that those genuine interactions are going to happen to everyone.
Sure.
But I found that what you end up finding is don't confuse.
Don't go looking.
No, not don't go looking, but don't confuse effort that you put in with value that you actually bring.
Got you.
And bitches need to also realize that just because a man is putting in effort, it doesn't differentiate him from the crowd.
Sure.
It just means he's, you know, if you've got R1 million in the bank and you spend 10 grand on a chick on a first date. It's
nothing.
Probably going to be a fantastic first date, but that's nothing for
it's
you.
Nothing, sure.
If she then considers that effort to mean wow and gives the cookie, brother, chances are you'll be picking up the next bitch in 3 days and repeating the process. So,
and I think that happens.
Stay woke.
And you know what? And that happens. Like, if I want to wear that cap easily, could do that easily, but I don't want that. I wish my phone was here. You've seen the things that are on the cover of my phone. It's like stability, consistency.
Yes, my friend.
All those things.
You are a value. PH is a value guy. I can speak for you.
Sure.
Look, a lot of niggas out there are effort guys and they just throw money and whatever. And they also don't build anything meaningful. But it's difficult because you're also famous. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of hands are also looking at PH on some, you are PH.
Gateway 2.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You know how many bitches I've met that... Within the first week or 2 weeks of me knowing them, they're on some, can you get us in
Manje.
To this place? Can you get us tickets for? And obviously I get them, but immediately when you ask me for that,
switch off.
No, I'm going to get it for you. I'm going to chow you, but it's unlikely
that this will continue much further.
Sure. Because I also can't be putting the same bitches in the same clubs over and over again. What the fuck? I have a reputation.
Warras is calling me every week.
Give me my vape, my son.
Warras is calling me every week. Yo, I need a section there. Remember
to call us, be like, say, okay, nice, we'll live.
So anyways, yeah, women to take. I think that's my problem. And maybe in the comments, please help me out. Like, firstly, what does a genuine date look like, ladies? But also, where do you, is there a place where you find people with genuine intentions?
Is there a place we can find two whores of two?
Remove that word. Remove that word.
Is there a place that we can find two ladies, perhaps from these two different factions?
Sure.
In other words, I'd like to meet a running club divorced MILF.
Sure.
That's also just looking. You understand? Sure. Somewhere there, early 30s, Lapo. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And then one of these fucking Slay Queen Gen Z bitches. That keeps repeating the same mistakes.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Hey, man, I'm just saying. Nigga out here trying to be loved.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And if you come to the show, we'll take you on a date. Piet will take the fucking divorced mom. I'll take the Gen Z hungry dude. The earlier you learn, the better. And I am well seasoned in the craft.
Oh, my gosh. Episode of All You Need Is Love.
No. Niggas is trying to be loved. You know what I mean?
Just so to set the record straight for PH then. You'll never figure this shit out.
Nah.
So just stay low, keep firing. Yeah.
Voila.
You go. Yeah. That's the issue. You see, that's the issue.
Anyways, what's happening? What's happening in your life, woman in tech? What's happening? Yeah? What's happening? Just
he never called back.
He never called back. Ish, niggas ain't shit, man.
Nah.
Niggas ain't shit.
Don't say that. What else? Don't say that. Huh? Don't say that. I'm very much single. Ready to mingle. You know?
I was hoping he doesn't follow it up with it. I'm single, ready to mingle. Hit me up.
No, you know what I always say to gents? Shoot your shot. Don't be scared. Shoot it. You might not always get a yes, but shoot it.
Hey, I'm actually like, there's someone I'd love to shoot my shot, but I'm just like, hey, yeah.
You must do it.
I ain't trying to be
Let
a
me tell
bitch.
You why.
Where do you want to shoot it? Do you want to shoot it on social media? Do you have her number? Or do you want to shoot it in person?
I'm a resourceful guy. I can get a number, right? But the chicks that I was having a conversation with at the table, firstly, very confused. Some of them were saying, no, I want to keep saying no to you, even though I want you to be...
No, you see, those ones
they're
are
lying. They're lying.
Playing hard to get is rubbish.
They're I'm just
lying.
Saying, there's Throw away that one thing. Call I could make and I'll get the number. It's not a problem. Yeah?
But then you got the number from someone else. That's fucking
but
weird.
But hold on, then it's an ick. Like, do I go via DMs where we follow each other on the socials? Like, yo, hey, I'm this, you know? And she's a proper lady.
Very simple. The person that you can make the call to get her number needs to message her because they're your friend.
Sure.
And say, hi, woman in tech. PH is asking for your number.
Sure.
Do you mind if I give it to him? Lovely guy, he's my dude. He just wants to chat to you, or he'd like to message you himself. Is that okay?
Okay.
Then she will tell her friend, yes, fuck that. I don't want. Then you know, then you call it, dog. Don't waste any more time. Or she could say, yeah, sure, give him. Then you got the number through the right means.
I got you.
Bro. Now you're getting a WhatsApp that says, this person is not in your contacts, might be spam. And it's like, hello, you mean, no, PH.
Sure.
Profile
creep. Where'd you get my number?
That is fucking creepy.
Anyways.
You see, that's what I mean when I say shoot your shot. Okay. So that if it's a no, you can move on to the next one.
If I'm sad in our next episode, know that I got Lance Klusner bet. Like, bah! No. Then I'll be extremely sad. No?
Okay. Send the message.
Okay. Cool.
That's us.
Yeah.
We just got the call.
Is it?
Mm.
Let's go. Okay. I need to go shoot
Joe
my
Biden.
Shot. I'm not going to be like that crooks kid and miss.
We did it, Joe.
Let's hope not. You're not a school shooter, fucking loser, virgin profile. So
I'm a sniper.
I've got faith in you, my son. You're
a sniper. I'm a sniper.
I'm a Navy SEAL.
But yeah, let me know in the comments how to shoot my shot. Where to find these lovely ladies.
Yes.
And, but yeah.
And ladies, I'm sorry for calling you bitches or whorebags. I just say that because I don't know you individually. I refer to you collectively.
Show some love on the socials. It is The Real Network and, of course, The Shady Podcast. Show us some love outside of YouTube on... you know, I was going to say Netflix. I don't know why the fuck I was going to say Netflix. What are these platforms? Apple Music. No, Apple Podcasts.
Spotify. You'll be everywhere that you YouTube, find good podcasts.
Yeah, tell man. A friend to subscribe, like, share. Mm-hmm. We love the comments and the interactions. Yeah, man. And we love the love that you guys give us on the streets as well. Yeah, so shout out.
And wait till you see what we're giving away for 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah, 100,000. Hey, I heard it's a trip overseas.
No.
Where is it? What is it?
My man, it's a trip somewhere else.
Okay, yeah.
A woman in tech.
Trip to America.
You know each one.
Yeah,
but yeah, shout out.
Away.
Out of here. Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it home.
Foggy Volume Boy.
Dango. Bye-bye. Well, I'm not easy.